We have a testimony tonight to share with you. You know, you've been around, so you've heard me say this a few times, but the beautiful thing about these testimonies is we get a window into each other's lives, and when I get to look in your life and see how God is at work there, it reminds me that he's at work here as well. It also reminds me that he isn't just involved in my story, but he's invited me to be a part of his story, the story of redemption that he's working on the world around him. And so tonight we get to hear via video from one of our own, Caleb Anderson. He's works over at the Valley Creek campus. He teaches in our preschool over there, and he's got a story to tell that was taped a few months ago for New Life Family Services for their big end of the year gala celebration. Caleb has a special connection to that place, and his testimony was taped at the Valley Creek campus, but was shared with them, and we get to share in it now. So take a look at Caleb.
Without New Life, I wouldn't be able to be a husband. I wouldn't be able to be a dad. I wouldn't be able to be a teacher. I am always going to be grateful to New Life because they helped my family become a family. I remember asking my parents questions about my adoption and about my biological mother. I was 8 years old when they showed me a letter that she had written that was for me, and she had wrote it when she was in the hospital waiting to have me. It was a few pages long, cursive, it was in blue ink. I read it, I don't know how many times in a row, but even to just see how she wrote things, it fascinated me. I could kind of see who she was a little bit. Once I turned 19 in Minnesota, I'd be able to reach out and we could potentially meet. It made me nervous, the thought about meeting her. They always say when you reunite, you can't guarantee that you will establish a close connection. My wife, Rachel, she actually helped nudge me along. I'm very grateful she did. They started doing the search, and I think it was maybe a week later that we got a call. My biological mother was doing well, lived in Minnesota just like me. They worked with me to coordinate a time where my mom and I could talk to each other on the phone.
I'm Mary. I am from Fergus Falls, Minnesota. I am a proud grandmother of 10, and I'm a waitress. I always knew that I wanted to reunite with my baby, and I always prayed every year throughout birthdays, holidays. I went on to be a mother of 3 more children, and they always knew that they had a big brother. I went out to my mailbox, and there was a letter stating that my son would like to have contact with me, and would they be able to give him my phone number? And so I picked the phone up right away, of course. And so we got to visit over the phone, and we planned our reuniting. We met Caleb and Rachel and my granddaughter, Harmony. It was beautiful. It was like we were never separated.
I got to meet my birth mom back in 2011. We just did a whole lot of hugging, a little bit of crying, and tried to catch up over the 23 years of life after being born.
I'm so proud. I am so proud of my son and his beautiful wife and family. And I adore my grandchildren. And I'm just very proud, happy mom. Abortion was not in the picture for me at all. And I wanted to give life to my baby, but I did not know, you know, at my age that I would be able to raise him.
She was only 16 years old, which is really young. She was walking home late one night.
I had gone to a party with a girlfriend of mine.
I was offered a ride by a man.
And I ended up hitchhiking a ride home.
She accepted the ride.
I was very uncomfortable.
She ended up being sexually assaulted from that.
That night I got home and was crying, praying, panicking. It wasn't until a few months later that I noticed the changes in my body that I was pregnant. I was very, very scared. That was really hard, talking to my mom and dad. But their reaction was so much easier on me than I thought. That really helped me through and, you know, solidified my decision that I made to give life to my baby.
Her parents talked to her about different options, and they told her about New Life Family Services, and they talked about what a wonderful gift it could be to give a child to a family. So even though that 16-year-old girl had to face a lot from the trauma, but afterwards being pregnant and back in the 80s and trying to navigate high school, which is hard enough the way it is, she still made the sacrifice. She still wanted to give that gift to a family, and she wanted to give a gift to her baby. I don't know if there's any greater gift that you can give to someone than to give them life. And I'm always going to be so grateful.
I'm so grateful that Mary was the hero and she saved Caleb.
I'm just so grateful that I made the choice that I did.
If she decided to not have him, I wouldn't be alive, and my two brothers wouldn't be alive, and my dad wouldn't be alive.
He loves his kids. He's protective of me and the kids, and we're just so proud of him.
I hope that I can inspire other mothers that were in my same situation to choose life. My trauma was my blessing.
You all can make a huge impact, whether it's deciding to tell young women who might be in a scary situation, telling other people about the work that New Life does, praying. Those babies have a whole life ahead of them, and it's a long journey, but you can pray and you can support New Life Family Services.